It's the music that changed the art of cinema.
That's very interesting.
With classic movie soundtracks, forgotten lost films, and the scores that made the movies.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
And Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you've got to come back a star.
I am big. It's the pictures that got small.
Cinema from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, all the way up to the new millennia.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
And action!
You're listening to Vintage Cinema Music with Dylan Cardone on 101.5 The Hawk.
Hi, this is Alan Bergman. I write with my wife songs that you know from movies. I'm here with Dylan Cardone.
A wonderful thanks to, of course, Mr. Alan Bergman, who actually did that wonderful, fabulous, marvelous ID for me all the way back this past mid-January of 2020. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the program. You're listening to Vintage Cinema Music with Dylan Cardone, right here on 101.5 The Hawk. As I do pretty much every single week, and I will most certainly say it again, this is, in fact, the only classic movie show where I do represent classic movie soundtracks, some television, as well as some great, fantastic, and magnificent film scores from the pre-code era of 1927's The Jazz Singer, throughout Hollywood's golden age of the 1930s, 40s, 50s, to the mid-1960s, from New Hollywood, such as 1967's Bonnie and Clyde, throughout the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, all the way across to the advent of film, digital technology, or in other words, the new millennia of 2003. So, I said this before, and I will most certainly say it again. Good afternoon once again. Thank you so much for joining into Vintage Cinema Music with Dylan Cardone, right here on 101.5 The Hawk, between 12 to 2 o'clock p.m. Coming up later today in hour number 2, an exclusive interview that I have with, of course, the wonderful Oscar-winning and, of course, Golden Globe winner, the wonderful Mr. Dean Pitchford, who is best well known for writing, actually, 2 screenplays throughout the years of the mid to late 1980s, such as the 1984 movie jukebox musical classic of Footloose, as well as the 1988-89 film of Sing. And also, he actually won the Academy Award that year for Best Original Song with, of course, Michael Gore for the movie of Fame back in 1980 that's going on its 40th anniversary edition. So, remember, my interview with Dean Pitchford is coming up in just several minutes' time, or in other words, right around the corner in hour number 2 at the 1 o'clock spot. Also, later today in hour number 1, we actually have very much similar or a few birthday tributes to the wonderful Mr. Donnie Most, to Keith Carradine, as well as Esther Williams, Connie Stevens, as well as Dustin Hoffman, and many, many others. So, those will be coming up in just a little while later. But before we get into all that, right here at the beginning of hour number 1, as I always do each week, is another fantastic box office chart of the week on August 7th in the year of 1940, pretty much over 80 years ago from yesterday on Friday of August 7th. And we are actually having the top 6 or the top 7 on this week's fabulous box office chart of the week. And placing at number 9 on this week's chart is a movie that, of course, stars, of course, the late Olivia de Havilland, who actually passed away on July 25th at the age of 104 years old, and she died in her home in Paris, France. Our movie, of course, is entitled My Love Came Back, a very magnificent movie that was released in the year of 1940. And if you're not familiar as to what the original film version of My Love Came Back actually came to be, it was actually based on an Austrian film entitled Episode, which, of course, was directed by no other than Walter Retzsch, and actually starring, of course, Paula Wiesley and, of course, Carl Ludwig Dahl. Episode, of course, was in fact a sequel to another Austrian film entitled Masquerade, which was, of course, remade by MGM in the year of 1935 under the title entitled Escapade. The working titles for My Love Came Back were Episodes, entitled Men on Her Mind, and of course, Two Loves Have I. And the movie of My Love Came Back is pretty much tells the story about a young, gifted young violinist who actually considers leaving a prestige music academy to play in a local jazz band to earn some money. However, though, the academy's new president, a distinguished wealthy patron of the arts, actually convinces her to stay after secretly arranging a scholarship for her out of his own pocket. And the two actually began attending concerts together. Complications, of course, actually arise when he asks his young business manager to take his place at one of the concerts. And the film, of course, is basically notably for its great but magnificent musical direction by the wonderful Heinz-Erich Rumhelt. So, here it is, placing at number 9 on this week's chart, with a fabulous violinist and, of course, music by, of course, the wonderful, as I just said, Heinz-Erich Rumhelt. Right here on 101.5 The Hawk, you're listening to Vintage Cinema Music with Dylan Cardoni.
Strolling by, felt so sorry for myself I couldn't even cry. Finally I pulled the shade, I couldn't stand the gaff, so I sat down and wrote my epitaph. I'm nobody. Send me down somebody to love, but nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me? Because I'm nobody's baby now. Last week I was walking down the street and met a boy and I said, hey, maybe I was meant for you. But he only tipped his hat and shook his head, kept on walking down the avenue. Oh, nobody wants me. I'm mighty blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a little chance with me? Because I'm nobody's baby. I'm blue somehow. Take a chance with me, there's no denying I'm crying. I'm lonesome, on my own son. I don't mean maybe, I'm nobody's baby.
What a magnificent main title theme from the movie of All This and Heaven 2 that was actually conducted or composed by the wonderful Mr. Max Steiner. Man, that is certainly one of the most fantastic film scores indeed. Anyways, that was actually placed at number 7 on this week's Box Office Chart of the Week on August 7th in the year of 1940, pretty much over 80 years ago from yesterday. And if you're not familiar as to what All This and Heaven 2 is pretty much about, it's actually based on a loosely novel by, of course, Rachel Fields, and which pretty much, of course, is absolutely based on a true story of Fields' great aunt, who, in fact, is a French governess who eventually fell in love with the Duc de Parisien, which is pretty much her employer. When Parisien's wife was murdered, of course, her aunt was implicated, but it was a real-life scandal that contributed to the political turmoil before the French Revolution of 1848, which of course disposed Francis Louis Philippe I. All This in Heaven 2, of course, was produced and directed by no other than Anton LaVey, with, of course, Paul B. Wallace serving as executive producer for the film, while the screenplay that was adapted from, of course, Field's novel was adapted by, of course, K.Z. Robinson, and, of course, the music was by, of course, Max Steiner, as I just mentioned, with cinematography by, of course, Ernie Haller. And the film actually stars, of course, the wonderful Hollywood legends of Bette Davis and Charles Boyer, with Barbara O'Neill, Jeffrey Lynn, Virginia Wielder, as well as Helen Wesley, Walter Hampton, Henry Daniel, Harry Davenport, George Coloris, as well as, of course, the wonderful Canadian-American actress, the wonderful Miss June Lockhart. And right before that, placing at number 8 on this week's Box Office Chart of the Week, that, of course, was the fabulous and wonderful Hollywood legend Judy Garland actually singing the song in the movie of Andy Hardy Meets the Dobrich, entitled I'm Nobody's Baby, and it's actually the 9th installment of the Andy Hardy full-length feature-length motion picture series, and it also stars, of course, Mickey Rooney once again portraying his role as Andy Hardy for the film, as well as Lewis Stone, Cecilia Parker, as well as the wonderful Miss Faye Holden. And right before that, placing at number 9 on this week's Box Office Chart of the Week, that of course was a magnificent violinist by, of course, the wonderful film composer Heinz Erich Rohmfeld, actually performing one of the most popular musical pieces in the movie of My Love Came Back. If you're just joining us here right now, right here on Vintage Cinema Music with Dylan Carnone, between 12 to 2 o'clock p.m., right here at the beginning, or close to almost the middle of hour number 1, I'm actually presenting, as I always do each week, another fabulous, magnificent box office chart of the week on August 7th in the year of 1940, pretty much over 80 years ago from yesterday on Friday of August 7th. And we're actually going to skip a few more, of course, numbers on the box office chart, since, of course, some of the soundtracks that I was trying to find couldn't be able to find them to begin with. So, unfortunately, we have to do the top 6, including the number 1 spot on this week's chart, in which, of course, is absolutely based on a magnificent literary novel by, of course, Jane Austen. Can you guess what that is? Well, it's all coming up in just a couple of minutes' time, or as I always say this, right around the corner. But to continue with, of course, the box office chart of the week, placing at number 3 on this week's chart is a movie that, of course, actually stars the wonderful Alan Jones and Irene Hervey. A film that was pretty much directed by, of course, A. Edward Sutherland, based on a stage musical production by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, which in turn was absolutely based on William Shakespeare's novel, or actually play, entitled The Comedy of Errors. And the movie, of course, was nominated for 2 Academy Awards, maybe not for its magnificent music score or some of the songs within this particular musical film, but it was nominated for Best Visual Effects and won for Best Art Direction for a movie. In this movie, of course, Alan Jones and Irene Hervey actually co-star with the wonderful Hollywood legend Martha Raye, who has been in many movies during the years in the 1930s and 40s, particularly throughout Warner Brothers and movie musicals, dramatic films, and many, many others. Here, of course, is Hollywood legend Alan Jones performing the song that is entitled Falling in Love with You, from, of course, the movie entitled The Boy of Sarek, right here on 101.5 The Hawk. You're listening to Vintage Cinema Music with Dylan Cardone as we continue to celebrate the box office chart of the week on, of course, August 7th in the year of 1940.
Is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing a fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school.
fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me. One night when the moon was full, I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting.
Office and take a little snooze.
Come on, get up and walk, or do I have to carry you?
Oh, no, I'm just going to catch a little snooze.
Seen at number one of the box office chart of the week on August 7th in the year of 1940. That, of course, was in fact the opening title sequence to the movie, or a movie adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, based on the incredible 1813 novel of the same name entitled Pride and Prejudice, that was written by the wonderful Miss Jane Austen. And if you're familiar as to who actually did the movie score to the opening sequence to the movie, well, it was absolutely composed by the wonderful Herbert Stohart. And right before that, placing at number two of the box office chart this week, that of course was in fact the one of the most murderous title themes from the movie entitled They Drove by Night, in which stars of course Ida Lupino as well as Humphrey Bogart and George Raft, with an incredible score by the wonderful Mr. Adolph Touch. And right before that, placing at number three of the box office chart this week, that of course was the wonderful Mr. Alan Jones, actually performing in the movie entitled The Boys from Sarkres. That was a song that was called I'm Falling in Love with Love. Well, that's it for the box office chart of the week on August 7th in the year of 1940, or as I always say this, even during the beginning of our show, 80 years ago from yesterday on Friday, August 7th. And a sidetrack to all the great but magnificent box office chart of the weeks, we're actually going to take a few minutes of our time, or actually several minutes, because in this part of the hour, we have a few, or actually several, celebrity birthday tributes. One from Mr. Donnie Most, who is best well known for playing the role as Ralph Mouth in Gary Marshall's Happy Days, to Academy Award winner Keith Carradine, who is best well known for actually starring and absolutely writing the music to, of course, Nashville all the way back in 1975, as well as, of course, Hollywood legend and Academy Award winner, two-time Oscar winner to be exact, Mr. Dustin Hoffman, best well known for The Graduate, to Tootsie, Kramer vs. Kramer, Hook, and many others, as well as the wonderful Miss Connie Stevens, who is best well known for doing a lot of movies during the 50s and 60s, particularly throughout dramatic and movie musicals, and of course a famous that was released by Warner Brothers on this particular day. And I'll explain who this cartoon character from Warner Brothers is right around the corner in just a little bit. But first off, is of course this celebrity who would have been celebrating a birthday today on August 8th. And with this particular person, she would have been 99 years old. Unfortunately, however, she passed away over 7 to 8 years ago in June 6th in 2013. She was a magnificent American competitive swimmer and an actress and a singer here and there throughout Hollywood. And of course, she was immediately caught by the attention of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer at that time period, and actually appeared in several movie roles alongside with, of course, Mickey Rooney in an Andy Hardy film, as well as a future five-time co-star with Mr. Van Johnson in the movie of A Guy Named Joe. And this person has been in more than 20 feature films from the twice highest-grossing films of the year from the ages of 1945 to 1949. That, of course, is in fact famous Hollywood actress and American swimmer, Miss Esther Williams, who would have been celebrating, of course, her 99th birthday of this particular year. And before she became a household name at the country of MGM Studios, she pretty much set multiple national as well as regional swimming records in her late teens as part of the Los Angeles Athletic Swim Club. Unable to compete in the 1940 Summer Olympics because of the outbreak of World War II at the time, Williams eventually joined Billy Rose's Anne Cunade, where she took on the role of Fatikaya by Eleanor Holm after the show's move from New York City to, of course, San Francisco, California. But from there on, she immediately has lived with, of course, with 5 months swimming, alongside with Olympic gold medal winner and Tarzan star Johnny Weissmuller. But from the years of 1945 to 49, as I just said, Williams had at least one film listed among the 20 highest grossing films of the year, and in 1952, Williams had appeared in her only biography film role as Australian swimming star Annette Killerman in Million Dollar Mermaid, which went on to become her nickname while she was actually under contract at the studio of MGM. But in 1956, when Williams had eventually left MGM to star in other movies and more swimming competitions, she actually appeared in a very handful of unsuccessful feature films, followed by several extreme popular water-themed network television specials, including one from Cypress Gardens, Florida. Williams, of course, was also a very successful businesswoman, and even though before she retired as an actress, she invested in a service station, a metal product plant, a manufacturing of bathing suits with various properties, and a successful restaurant chain known as The Trails. So here it is, from the 1953 musical film entitled Easy to Love. Here, of course, is the wonderful Esther Williams singing alongside with Tony Martin, that was actually performed in the movie entitled That's What a Rainy Day Is For. Right here on 101.5 The Hawk, you're listening to Vintage Cinema Music with Dylan Cardone, and happy birthday to the wonderful Miss Esther Williams.
That's what a rainy day is for. The sound of the rain on each window pane says kiss her, kiss her, kiss her again. That's what a rainy day is for.
How late is the dining room open?
9 o'clock, sir.
Thanks.
'Cause we all know the wetter the season, the better the reason to huddle up tight and cuddle up tight and love you, love you, love you tonight. That's what a rainy day is for. The weather is right to cuddle up tight and love you, love you, love you tonight. That's what a rainy day is for. The sound of the rain on each window pane says kiss her, kiss her, kiss her again. That's what a rainy day is for. It isn't just to make the pretty flowers grow, 'cause we both know the wetter the season, the better the reason to huddle up tight and cuddle up tight and love you, love you, love you tonight. That's what a rainy day is for.
All right, if you'll sing it with me, will you? Come on, try it.
The weather is right to cuddle up tight and love you, love you, love you tonight.
That's what a rainy day is for.
Sound of the rain on each window pane
says kiss her, kiss her, kiss her again.
That's what a rainy day is for.
It isn't just to make the pretty flowers grow.
So we both know the wetter the season, the better the reason
to huddle up tight and cuddle up tight and love you, love you, love you tonight.
Yes, ma'am, that's what a rainy day is for. To make the pretty flowers grow, 'cause we both know the wetter the season, the better the reason to huddle up tight and cuddle up tight and love you, love you, love you tonight. That's what a rainy day is for.
That's what a rainy day is for.
The
sound of the rain on each window pane says kiss her, kiss her, kiss her again. That's what a rainy day is for. It isn't just to make the pretty flowers grow, 'cause we both know the wetter the season, the better the reason to huddle up tight and cuddle up tight and love you, love you, love you tonight. That's what a rainy day is for.
What is it?
I think they're wonderful.
Telling the truth can be dangerous business. Honest and popular don't go hand in hand. If you admit that you can play the accordion, no one will hire you in a rock and roll band. But we can sing our hearts out. Crying out loud gets you pointed and laughed at. Be like a baby, only babies should cry. Somebody tell me how that rumor got started. Some things I know that only God knows why. But we can't say.
If he can care for
all these little things, why can't he care for me? Why can't he care for me?
Hi, this is Dawn Wells. I play Marianne on Gilligan's Island, but right now I'm talking to the Hawk.
Henry Hawk, that's my name. Hunting chickens is my game. I've just left home and gone to Rome to find the chicken is my aim. Let us please have no more talk. I'll sharpen up my knife and fork. Chickens don't hide, you're gonna get fried, 'cause here comes little Henry Hawk. My mother did know best. I'll eat my food and get my rest, and then you bet a chicken I'll get, or my name is Sam Henry Hawk.
Sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable. My favorite work of art is your figure less than Greek, is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
It's not my way to take your hand if I'm not sure. It's not my way to let you see what's going on inside of me. When it's love you won't be needing, you're not free. Please stop pulling at my sleeve if you're just playing. If you won't take the things you make me want to give. Never cared too much for games, and this one's driving me insane. You're not half as free to wander as you claim. But I'm easy, yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game as though that's how it ought to be, 'cause I'm easy. Don't leave me on if there's nowhere for you to take me. If loving you would have to be a sometime thing. I can't put bars on my insides. My love is something I can't hide. It still hurts when I recall the times I've tried. But But I'm easy, yeah, I'm easy. Take my hand and pull me down. I won't put up any fight, because I'm easy. Don't do me favors, let me watch you from a distance. Cause when you're near, I find it hard to keep my head. When your eyes throw light at mine, it's enough to change my mind. Make me leave my cautious words and ways behind. That's why I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Say you want me, I'll come running without taking time to think, because I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Take my hand and pull me down. I won't put up any fight, because I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game, as though that's how it ought to be.
From the movie Nashville in the year of 1975, that of course was in fact Academy Award winner Keith Carradine actually performing the song entitled I'm Easy for the movie of Nashville in 1975. Keith Carradine is celebrating a birthday today. And right before that, from the years of the early to the mid-1970s, from the Happy Days episode of the Valentine's Day, episode, that of course was Donnie Most, absolutely performing one of his most popular songs in the television episode of Happy Days entitled My Funny Valentine. He himself is also celebrating the birthday today. And right before that, from the year of 1941 to 42, from the very first ever Henry Hawk, of course, cartoon of Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies, that, of course, was Henry Hawk performing his opening song. He, of course, is also celebrating the birthday today, even though he is, in fact, a very popular cartoon character. And right before that, from the year of 1958, that was, in fact, the wonderful Miss Connie Stevens performing the song entitled Why Can't He Care For Me from the movie of Rock-A-Bye Baby. And right before that, from the movie of Ishtar in 1987, that of course was in fact Dustin Hoffman actually performing the song entitled Dangerous Lessons from the movie of Ishtar, alongside with, of course, Warren Beatty. And right before that, from the year of 1953, from the movie Easy to Love, that of course was Esther Williams and Tony Martin performing the song entitled That's What a Rainy Day Is For. And up next, this next set of classic movie or television soundtracks is, of course, by the wonderful Mr. Canadian actor as well as singer-songwriter and comedian Alan Thicke, who actually performed in, of course, the 80s TV series of Growing Pains. And, of course, he also wrote three TV show themes that are still popular even to this day. One, of course, is a popular game show that is still going around even for these past 40 to 30 years time. And the other two, of course, is in fact a parent series along with its spin-off to the original series as well. That, of course, is in fact Wheel of Fortune, as well as, of course, Different Strokes and The Facts of Life. And the reason why I'm showing, of course, classic television soundtracks from Alan Thicke is because he is being inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. Let's begin with Wheel of Fortune right here on 101.5 The Hawk. You're listening to Vintage Cinema Music with Dylan Cardoni.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but their genes. But they got different strokes it takes, different strokes it takes, different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world. Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
There's a place you gotta go for learning all you ought to know about the facts of life. The facts of life.
When your books are what you're there about, but looks are what you care about.
The time is right to learn the facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, it's time to start and finding out what everything is all about. When the boys you used to hate you date,
I guess you're best to
just heard right now from, of course, the television series The Facts of Life. That, of course, was Gloria Learning as well as Charlotte Ray performing the opening title theme song. And right before that, from 1978, that, of course, was the opening theme to Different Strokes. And also before that was, in fact, the main title theme to Wheel of Fortune, all because Alan Thicke is going to be inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. Coming up in a couple minutes' time, my interview with Academy Award winner Mr. Dean Pitchford, who's best well known for writing both Fame and Footloose. But to end hour number one, transition to hour number two, here of course is Glenn Campbell singing the song for the movie of Norway in 1970, who passed away on this day on August 8th. Right here on 101.5 The Hawk, you're listening to Vintage Cinema Music with Dylan Cardone until we transition into hour number two.
Me and my guitar
here we go bumming, searching near and far for the rainbow's end. Me and my guitar down the road of thumbing, trying to catch a star drifting in the wind. Norwood, the morning seems to whisper, Norwood, where you going, mister? I don't know. All I know is I gotta go, looking for tomorrow, through sunshine and sorrow, laughter and rain. My guitar, happy when we're bumming. Don't care where we are, don't care where we've been. Me and my guitar tell the world we're coming. We're gonna be a star, me and my guitar. Oh,